The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the International Organization for Migration, IOM, are helping to rebuild safe evacuation centers in coastal cities of the Philippines, which were wiped out by Superstorm Haiyan in 2013. Marco Boasso, chief of IOM's mission in the country, said that the first facility will be built in Giwan by next March and a second in Borongan before the typhoon season begins in June.
These facilities are top of the line with a very special design to serve as evacuation centers that will resist any kind of wind, any kind of cataclysm. They are aerodynamic and they can host about 350 people, each of them. Needless to say that with the numbers that we manage in the Philippines when there is a natural disaster, that is a drop in the ocean. But as I said, it's the initiation of an effort that we are hoping that will encourage others, including donors, to put money into this kind of work.
UNICEF country representative Lota Silvander said that disruption to children's education will be kept to a minimum since people will be able to seek shelter at the centers rather than at local schools and clinics. When there are no emergencies, the facilities will be used for daycare, sports, and community activities.
The community and the local government are very happy about this because it will really give them that opportunity to protect the most vulnerable citizens. It will also give them a model that they can replicate and use. And thirdly, it will give them a multipurpose center that they can use when there's no emergency.
Ms. Silvander said increasing the ability of families to cope with natural disasters is essential for the safety, well-being, and education of children.
It's important to contribute to the resilience of communities, and these evacuation centers really contribute to that and also ensures that they can protect the most vulnerable in their communities, which are the children.
Fuji TV of Japan is funding construction of the centers, which UNICEF and the IOM hope will be replicated by local governments across the Philippines. Maria Carlino, United Nations.